This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration for you from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today, I want to talk about love and hope and the fact that we are amazed by how many stories we get from people who discovered that the person who was just a friend was really their soulmate. I'm going to share two stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Miracle of Love, that might open your own eyes or be worth passing on to someone who just isn't seeing what is right in front of him or her. Holly Mosley, for example, had no idea that her new friend Scott was actually Mr. Right, and for good reason. Scott worked at the church where Holly worked, except that he worked right at the church and Holly was working at the church's summer camp. When she returned to the office at the end of the summer, Scott was there and he did his thing while she did hers. He was easy to talk to and had a great sense of humor, so there was a lot of laughter in the office. Scott did anything that was needed by his boss, the priest, or by the parishioners, including helping with computer issues, tending the garden borders around the church, and helping at worship. One day, Holly told Scott that she needed a dance partner for some lessons. Scott got a deer-in-the-headlights look and said, "I'll have to get back to you on that." And then he disappeared. A day later, Scott came back to her with his answer. "I had to figure out why I couldn't answer your question right away. I didn't sleep all night. I realized I've fallen in love with you. If I put my arms around you to dance, I wouldn't be a monk anymore." Yes, that's right. Scott was a monk, and that's why he and Holly had always just been friends. Scott and Holly continued to work together as friends, but they started doing more friend things together. Scott took care of her dog. They had dinners together. They wrote poems to each other. Not exactly friend behavior. And then they finally went out on an official date. Scott was no longer a monk. And he proposed that night on their first date. Holly's family was very surprised when she told them she was getting married. They didn't even know she was dating anyone because in her mind, she wasn't. Scott was just a friend. So Holly didn't see what was right in front of her face. And neither did Alice Kleiss, who was 44, divorced, and had made a vow to never marry again. But then Alice met a guy named Ray through a mutual friend, and they became good friends themselves. They had so much in common, both being from Arizona, both loving horses, both being represented by the same agency in Phoenix for their acting careers. They both loved dancing and singing as well. Alice was dating, but no one serious, and she always told Ray all about her dates and what was wrong with them. And in the meantime, she and Ray went to movies and out to dinner together, but those weren't dates. They spent almost an entire year being friends and doing all those things together, and poor Ray got to hear about Alice's dates that whole time. It never occurred to Alice that there was something wrong with this picture. It's like when you're watching a movie and you start yelling at the characters on the screen. You know, you're saying, "You idiot, look at him." And to Ray, you'd be yelling, "Tell her, just tell her." Well, finally, one evening, while they were out for pizza and Alice was complaining yet again about one of her dates, Ray said, "You know, don't you, that whenever you get fed up with this dating thing, I'll be waiting for you." Alice was shocked. And then he asked if she wanted to go on a road trip with him. And as they were driving along, he finally turned to her and said, "Do you want to get married?" She laughed at him and said, "No, not really." "Me neither," he said. But then they stopped at a jewelry store and they bought cheap wedding bands and tucked them into the glove compartment of the car. And then they did get married. And that was 31 years ago. Everything came out right in the end. I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. If you love these stories and you'd like to receive a Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email inbox, you can do that. Just go to our website, chickensoup.com, scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and click on newsletter sign up. They're free, and we have various topics, and you can choose to receive a weekly story or get one every day. And come back for our next episode when we'll get you ready for the 4th of July with a couple of really nice stories about our military service members.